Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this is Ken English. Welcome to a special edition of Liquid Lounge. I'm in Miami, Florida, and we're going to be talking about underwater art today and a couple other topics. As I get closer to the weekend, I'm going to be in Orlando, Florida for Ken MacArthur's JV. Actually, it's not a JV alert this time around. It's what's called a impact event. More than a couple hundred people will be there to work on internet marketing initiatives to make impact, not only business, but also some social impact. It's part of the initiative that Ken MacArthur has adopted as his philosophy of making an impact with your life and using the internet to do that as well. This is Ken English, and I'll be right back. 42 million Americans listen to radio on digital audio platforms each week. The latest study by Arbitron and Edison Research shows continued growth in usage of digital audio platforms, including online radio, iPod and MP3 players, and podcasting. The weekly online radio audience increased significantly in the past year to 17% of the U.S. population age 12 and older, up from 13% in 2008. On a weekly basis, online radio reaches 20% of 25 to 54-year-olds, up from 15%. In 2008. You're listening to Niche Radio, the online classroom of Dr. Ron Capps, the Niche Prof. You can call in 718-766-4782, landline, cell phone, or Skype, 718-766-4782. Class is just about ready to begin, so take your seats. Here comes the Niche Prof.
Well, the Niche Prof is going to be here on Sunday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do an hour talking about Web 2.0 technology, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, other applications Dr. Capps discovers during the course of the week or wants to elaborate on. Last week we talked about Blog Talk Radio because I've just released a report, I guess, is one way of looking at it. It's a guide to using Blog Talk Radio. If you've ever thought of it using this platform, this medium of internet radio to communicate to a larger audience, a global audience, then you might have an interest in checking out blogtalkradiomadeeasy.com. Blog Talk Radio Made Easy. It's a book that I put together with the 10 easy steps of implementing a radio program. You need to have the basics. Certainly you can go to blogtalkradio.com and look around and find the how-tos that are there. There's an excellent training program that actually is going on right now. My competition is new hosts listening to the Blog Talk Radio staff person who's telling them how to do a better show. Well, what I've learned over the last year or so of doing shows is that there's a lot of subtleties. Not only is it putting a message. The message has to be informative and of interest to people, but it's also how you package it and what you have to say and how you do it. There's some very subtle in a couple of years, including adding Twitter to the switchboard. So from my switchboard, I can tweet about the radio program, who my guests are, and what's going on to the people who are following me or have subscribed to my feed off of Twitter. It also can be posted to Facebook and MySpace. There's easy applications now, things that in the last few months have been added to the platform. So it's imperative that you stay on top of it. It's as simple as calling a New York phone number and connecting to a computer and doing a show. Or it can be more complicated with bumper music, commercials that are played, or updates, interviews, and the like. Today I'm going to utilize the opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking about underwater art. It's been something that I've been most interested in over the last couple of years in particular. In May of 2000, May 5th to be exact, Cinco de Mayo 2000, we were in Miami Beach planning and organizing on that particular date a Cinco de Mayo event. Well, we spelled it S-I-N-K-O, Cinco, and we're able to attract a corporate sponsor, Diageo, the liquor distributor, on behalf of the tequila brand Jose Cuervo. They bought in. They became the main sponsor for the festival. It was Jose Cuervo's Miami Beach Splash is the event itself. And in the water, we placed, they built, and then deployed a 22-ton concrete margarita bar. A lot of that information is available by going to miamibeachdiving.com. You'll see links for the Jose Cuervo bar and the story behind it. And each year as the Cinco de Mayo approaches, I think about how it would be nice to do more art underwater. Well, it certainly won't be this year, but the 10th anniversary next year is possible. I had an opportunity to spend a couple hours with Jason DeCary's cart. I don't know where I got that. Jason DeCary's tailor. Jason Taylor was in town. He was on his way back to London from a project that he's going to start on soon in the Bahamas, in Exuma. We spent a couple hours driving around Miami, showed him around. We went to Nikki Beach, which is the gateway to the underwater bar. In less than 20 feet of water, about 200 yards offshore, where the swim zone ends and the deeper water begins, 20 feet, there's a 12-foot margarita bar with 6 bar stools. It's got a dive flag roof. Fish swim around in it. Divers, well, they don't care too much about it because it's so close to the shore. And the intent really wasn't for scuba divers in the first place. The intent was for snorkeling. The idea was to create something near shore, in front of the lifeguard stands, so that safety was at the forefront. But to give a visitor to Miami Beach an opportunity to walk into the water and swim out within a couple hundred yards and find something to see. Well, when we put the bar down, the master plan was to put down other pieces of material that people would be able to swim around and find. And then a hurricane comes in and the permits are suspended and a bunch of other things take place. So nothing has really moved on. And the bar, well, it sits there. The fish are having a good time. Every once in a while, I'm sure somebody finds it and snorkels to it. But there is a plan. Miami-Dade County is going to attach flotation buoys to a number of the artificial reefs along the coastal area, and one of them is supposed to go on top of the margarita bar. And as soon as that happens, people will see this floating object out there, and they'll know that something is there. The idea now is to put down some structures, some items that people could follow from the beach. They could start in the very shallow water and follow a path out to the margarita bar, swim around for a little bit, and then swim back in. It's not a very difficult distance if they're led to it by underwater statues or pieces of art that have been submerged. Then they'll have an easy path to follow. There will be lifeguards around the area. There will be flotation devices for safety and precautions, and all of that stuff will be taken care of. But there has to be some reason for the people to get into the water to swim out to the bar. Well, the reason, I think, is in the mind of Jason DeCary's Taylor. Jason has recently completed a project in Grenada, in Molinaire Bay. There's now 40-some different statues and figures and items that he has created. He has built and placed in the bottom, anchoring them to the bottom, because everybody's concerned about hurricanes and movement and things like that. But Jason has finished that project. You can find it online on YouTube. But I've also put the most recent video from his project on MiamiBeachDiving.com. So if you go to MiamiBeachDiving.com, you'll see the video for Jason DeCary's Taylor. Well, Jason Taylor, when we talked, I took him over to the Margarita Bar area. We walked through Nikki Beach, duly impressed, as most people are, with the venue, even though it was early in the day. You can still get a sense of feel how this Nikki Beach has evolved over the last couple of years. A global brand now. Just opened a Nikki Beach in Thailand. Absolutely amazing. If you're at all interested, you can check it out online at Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Beach music.com. That's their social website. NikkiBeach.com is the more of the corporate entity to go to, as the website. But if you're interested in some social interaction, they just sent out an email saying they top 1,000 members in a very new social network, NikkiBeachMusic.com. And if you go there, you'll also get a free download of some of the music. And they're also, I just read today, they're going to set up an opportunity for musicians to put some of their music online. maybe it'll end up on the Nikki Beach Music label. But anyway, when Jason and I were walking around talking about this, he recognized and saw the potential of Miami Beach having a snorkel trail, and certainly within the diving industry. More and more pressure is being put on the industry to support the promotion of snorkeling. It isn't just diving. You don't go into the deep water automatically. You get wet first. You get into the water and snorkel around, and if you like that experience, then maybe you'll move on to something a little deeper, a little more challenging. And that's what's happening within the scuba industry now. A lot of rethinking of the way DEMA, the Dive Equipment Marketing Association, does its annual convention. This year it's in Orlando, Florida, and there's a movement from the ground up putting some pressure on the organizers to allow consumers to come into the show. In the past, it's always been a trade show, although sometimes people are able to get in, but it's been tightened up considerably over the last few years so that primarily it is just people in the business. And that's not real good for the exhibitors. A lot of the manufacturers recognize that they can go one-on-one and do things a little differently. More than 50% of the exhibitors are destinations. And so it's travel, and it's also more becoming more of an adventure sport. Ecotourism is big. We've been working on a special edition of Liquid Lounge the other night. I talked about ecotourism, the Eco Guide to Florida Keys that Richard Stewart is working on. He completed the Eco Guide to Volusia County recently, and now there's four or five different Eco Guides that are being worked on. So there's a lot of environmental awareness of the balancing between nature and tourism, and certainly scuba diving is an ecotourism activity. Get a chance firsthand to go down and see what's there. But when I had the time to have lunch with Jason Taylor, we were over in the Wynwood Art area, taking him on a tour of the arts districts as well. We're at Joey's Wynwood, which is a very fine restaurant in the middle of the Wynwood Art area that is being developed. A lot of old warehouses are converted into artist lofts and the like, and it's a slow process, but the people who are investing in the area certainly believe that it's worthwhile, and this nice little restaurant is right there in the middle of this warehouse district. Excellent food, obviously great service, and it was a nice opportunity for us to spend a little time. It's also an internet cafe, so we were able to plug the computers in and show each other something on the internet that we wanted to point out. That's a long way of saying that we had a chance to talk about a couple of different topics, and I want you to hear some of what Jason had to say about his projects, the things that he's working on now. He's finished Grenada. He was in Greece this past summer. He's just going to be doing this project in the Bahamas, and he's got an ongoing project in Cancun. He's going to be traveling there in about a month to begin the installation of a series of sculptures that are going to go into the National Marine Park in Cancun. So without further ado, this is Jason Bicaris Taylor.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Ken English. Liquid Lounge today is at Joey's Cafe in the Wynwood Art District of Miami. I'm with Jason Taylor. Jason is a diver. He's an artist. He's been able to combine the two and create an underwater sculpture garden. Grenada happens to be the beneficiary of it. But we're talking about different things underwater. But Jason, right now, why don't you just introduce yourself a little bit. Welcome to Liquid Lounge. And tell me about Grenada.
Take it as a phone and just talk to you. Hello, Ken. It's great to finally meet you. Yes, I finished the Grenada project around I think a year and a half ago, yes, I've been going back regularly since and documenting some of the progress. Firstly, the marine life that's colonized the sculptures, but also a lot of the visitor numbers actually going to see the sculptures. And now I'm currently involved in some new projects. I've been working in Greece last summer, doing a sculpture for the local government, and I'm also working in Mexico, doing some work for the National Marine Park there. But I've been very impressed with Miami, and I'd love to have the opportunity to do some work here.
Talk a little bit about Grenada. The idea itself, how did it come about? Did somebody in the government call you and say, build this underwater sculpture garden?
No, I was actually working there as a dive instructor, but I trained as a sculptor for a long time previously and always had this idea of an underwater sculpture park, but never really thought I'd be able to realize it in my lifetime. And I was living in Grenada, and I just thought, oh, this is the perfect environment, perfect location. I'm at the right point in my life where I should just do what I've always wanted to do. So I didn't end up having regretted any parts of my life. So I approached the government with this idea, with designs, drawings, got the permissions, gained a little bit of funding, worked with the dive centers there. And it's worked very well. It was a bay which was decimated by one of the hurricanes. And so all the work was located in that bay, which has been very beneficial, that it's taken away a lot of the concentration of tourists on some overpressurized areas and actually relieved them. And it's been very successful in that way. And it's been good for me to sort of express all these different ideas as well, which has been very exciting.
Tell me a little bit about Grenada. I know a bit. I know some people from Grenada. It's just gone through a government change. A lot of changes going on down there. How has it this benefited? Where is it specifically? Maybe you can even describe Grenada a little bit. What was it like living there?
Grenada's, for me, I've traveled most of the Caribbean islands, and for me it's one of the most beautiful. It's volcanic in nature, so it's got very sort of changeable topography, it's very, very green and lushly forested. It's part of the West Indies, and it's very close to St. Lucia and St. Vincent and Barbados. It's among those sort of cluster of islands. It's known as one of the Windward Islands. It gets a lot of wind. It's also quite a hot spot for sailors to go there when they cross the Atlantic. A lot of them head for Grenada to seek anchorage.
Where is it specifically? The underwater park.
The underwater park is on the west coast of the island, in a bay called Molinaire Bay, and that's maybe 5 minutes north of the capital. It's on the sort of leeward side of the island.
How deep is it?
The depth ranges. The shallowest pieces are like 2 meters, just below the water, and the deepest pieces are around 8 meters, probably. Actually, you deal with feet, so that'd be like 24 feet.
Just a last question on Grenada: has it had a tourism impact that you know about? I mean, I see your videos on YouTube; people are seeing it. Can you translate that into some tourism activity?
Yeah, most definitely. The area where the sculptures are located previously, maybe one or two dive boats would go there every year. Now there can be up to 3 to 4 dive boats every day visiting the place. Ranging from maybe 50 visitors a day in low season to 200 visitors a day in peak season. All the dive centers have noticed increases in sales and making regular trips there. Also, from a marketing point of view, there must be maybe over 1,000 features now on Grenada, either in travel, dive, publications, all relating to the sculpture park and promoting it as a great place to go.
If people wanted to see more of your work or find out more about you, how do they do so?
Underwatersculpture.com or Jason DeCary's TaylorSculpture.com.
Thank you very much. This is Ken English for Liquid Lounge.
Well, the School of Social Marketing is coming your way.
The School of Social Marketing under the direction of Dr. Ron Capps, Mitchcroft. You can find out online more about the school, what it's going to be doing later on, what it's actually officially introduced. You can check it out by going to mitchcroft.com, mitchcroft.com. /SCHOOL, School of Social Marketing. So you can learn about Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, YouTube, video sharing, audio platforms such as Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is a great opportunity for people who have a message, for people who have something to say, and people who want to hear that kind of message. If you go to the Blog Talk Radio homepage now, there's dozens of shows that are on the air. And they range from politics to religion. There's self-help programs. There's programs on the environment. Speaking of the environment, every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do an environmentally oriented show with Nadine Patrice, the Executive Director of Operation Green Leaves. You can check out oglhaiti.com and find out more about that organization, Operation Green Leaves. Nadine, for 19 years, has been dedicated to reforesting Haiti, and it's become a worsening scenario in the country. The government has not acted. The government has never been stable, so there's always that problem. A number of NGOs or non-governmental organizations have tried to do things in a haphazard manner. Nadine has been able to form a loose network of organizations in many of the communities in the rural portions of Haiti with the goal of teaching people how to live without chopping down the trees. The trees are cut down to make charcoal. Once the trees are gone, and there's less than 1.5% of tree cover left, once they're gone, the country is in dire shape. It's already bad financially and socioeconomically, but the ecology of Haiti is in jeopardy. And therefore, the country, the line of demarcation between the Dominican Republic and Haiti is stark when you see it from the air. It's brown on one side, green on the other. The Dominican Republic has been able to protect its forests. Haiti has not. So we talk about reforesting Haiti and other environmental issues in South Florida. Maine NAMSA just took place, a focus on the South Florida's community of Biscayne Bay and how important it is. We talk a lot about offshore activities. The state of Florida has finally started to take some initiative to stop dumping of raw and partially treated sewage through a piping system out of the three counties in South Florida. And if we in this enlightened community are still dumping partially treated sewage into the ocean, you can only imagine what is happening in other parts of the world. Not only are we polluting the water through that kind of inactivity or insensitivity, but we're killing too many fish. We're wiping out species. We're off and running in terms of finning sharks. All of that's got to stop. And part of what Liquid Lounge is about is providing a forum, an opportunity for people to come on and talk about some of these different things. But today we're really talking, I have been talking with Jason Taylor, an underwater artist who lives in England, in the London area. And he, over the last few years, has evolved into the leading artist, the leading creator of underwater art and sculpture. He was a dive instructor with a training as an artist, as a sculptor, and living in Grenada teaching scuba diving. And he had this idea and this dream that he'd been carrying around about creating an underwater sculpture garden. And Grenada set up to be the opportunity. While he was there, he was able to find the support to make it happen, to get the permits through the government. Certainly nobody came to him with the idea and said, create us a snorkeling garden or diving underwater sculpture garden. He had to convince people that it made sense. And to this day, it is, each day it's making more and more sense, because It is written up in hundreds of publications. It's online. If you type underwater park, and certainly if you type underwater sculpture garden, it comes up. There's dozens of videos on YouTube, opportunities for you to see what it is that we're talking about right now. But I was over in the Wynwood area after a little tour of Miami, taking Jason to the airport. And while we were there, we recorded a couple of interviews and comments. This is a brief one. This is Jason Taylor.
Love Talk Radio.
This is Ken English. I'm with Jason Taylor. Jason, we've been talking about Miami and underwater Miami, I guess is the term I want to use right now. Your projects are in Grenada. You're working on one in the Cancun area. Do you think Miami could have a project like yours?
Yes, most definitely. It's a stunning location. Incredibly blue sea. Looks beautiful. And you've got the people here. I think Miami would be a great place to have some underwater art.
No, the Grenada project, and I guess we talked about that earlier, so maybe the Cancun project. Is Cozumel or Cancun? In Cancun. What are you going down there to do, and where is it going to be?
I have a series of sculptures that we're going within the National Marine Park. I've already constructed the first two, and I'm shortly going back to actually do the installations underwater. And I'm trying out some new techniques where I actually take cuttings of coral and from damaged areas of the reef, and then replant them into the sculptures so that it actually proliferates the growth of the coral.
Liquid Lounge with Ken English, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com. Talking about the water side above and below the surface. Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com. Cruise ships, scuba diving, ecotourism, conferences, conventions, festivals, consumer and trade shows. The voice of the Underwater Network. X-Ray Online Media, Copenhagen, Miami. X-ray-mag.com. Liquid Lounge with Ken English, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com. Discover how to sell other people's products, where to find the best tools, and how to create hundreds of diversified streams of income online. The Niche Affiliate Marketing System includes the Niche Widget, Niche Mall, Niche Gold, Niche Simple, and other selling tools. With more than 1,200 products and nearly 100 niches that you can sell from your site, the Niche Affiliate Marketing System show is all about selling niche products. David Perdue, blogtalkradio.com. Check him out, blogtalkradio.com/David Perdue, P-E-R-D-E-W. Coming up in Orlando this weekend, the 30th through the 3rd of May, the 30th of April, which actually is tomorrow, is Impact, a special event organized by Ken MacArthur. The Impact event brings together internet marketers from around the country and some from out of the country who attend this event because it is a special deal. We'll be doing some different broadcasting from there, playing music and the like.
Joey's Cafe, 2506 Northwest 2nd Avenue, in the Wynwood Arts District of Miami. Eclectic menu, 80-bottle wine cellar, outdoor patio. 305-438-0488, 305-438-0488, joeyswynwood.com, joeyswynwood.com.
This is Ken Angus. You're listening to Liquid Lounge. I'm in Miami, Florida. It's a beautiful day down here, a little windy. Every once in a while, a little cloud moves across, drops a little rain. We need that, so it's a nice little transition. The people who have a lot of rain could send a little bit this way, and everybody would be much happier if we could get it in the balance. This program is focused on the water side. It's called Liquid Lounge. Over the last year or so, I've been moving back and forth between entertainment on the water side, a little bit of music, call it Liquid Lounge, because I like the lounge music of Nikki Beach and other places of that nature. But I've also been able to take the show on the road and go to a number of activities, events, trade shows, and the like. The platform is so simple that you can actually do a remote radio program by cell phone. Not recommended, because that's obviously the problem, is that cell phones could drop out and you could get caught in the middle of doing something and then it all disappears. But the program is done. Right now it's being recorded. When I'm finished in about 30 minutes, it'll be converted to an MP3 file and it will be archived on the Blog Talk Radio platform. But I can also take that widget and put it on a variety of other websites so people can listen to it in different places whenever they want. We've been putting the widget into a couple of different places to test and see how it works. The most notable is X-Ray Magazine, x-ray-mag.com. If you go to x-ray-mag.com, you'll see the first and right now the best digital publication for the water side, for underwater, for scuba divers, for water sports enthusiasts, people who appreciate the ocean and have a concern about it. The magazine is purely digital, produced by Peter Simons in Copenhagen, Denmark. Peter started it off as a dive magazine. Over the last couple of years, it started to evolve into more of a lifestyle publication. Last February, just a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, I went to Chicago to be with Peter at the Our World Underwater Show, and we did a number of little videos and put them on the Viddler platform as well as YouTube, and then made it available on the X-Ray site. We were testing the idea of adding some original video content and some original radio content. So now the widget for Blog Talk Radio is on the platform. People are able to listen to this particular show, the Liquid Lounge. They'll hear the interviews with Jason Taylor and other people as we evolve the program. We're lining up a series of guests who will talk not only about the dive industry, but also the destinations in the Pacific and liverboards and cruise ships and travel-related activities of that nature, all related to the water, all with an undercurrent, if you will, of environmental awareness. We really need to have more people be aware of the problems that are out there. Underwater runs even a more difficult proposition, because if it's under the water, you don't see it, unless, of course, you're a scuba diver. But if it's out of sight, it generally is out of mind. So we're using the Internet as best we can to call attention to that with video and audio and certainly the digital pictures, slideshows, and the like. So check it out, xraymag.com. Every 8 weeks, Peter puts out a new magazine that's available from the Internet, from the website. So there's really two pieces to this puzzle. The website, xray-mag.com, is the general run of information updated on a daily basis. A lot of people feeding information into it, so it's very current. There's a network of people contributing material to it. And then there's the magazine that once it's fixed into place, it's like a magazine edition. It won't change, but it has archives and the content, the current edition is on features the Maldives, but there's dozens of other destinations in the past. All of those magazines are available at xray-mag.com. It's a free subscription. If you enter your email address, you'll be notified when new ones come out, and we'll stay a little bit more in touch. From Miami perspective, if you go to miamibeachdiving.com, We're going to be posting a lot of information. If you go to MiamiBeachDiving.com, you'll also see how you can get a free subscription to X-Ray Magazine as we do a little cross-promotion there. But as I've been talking about, I had an opportunity to spend a couple hours yesterday with Jason Taylor. He's now back in the U.K., but his interviews stayed behind. It's an opportunity for me to play for you, who were not with us at lunch, some of the words and things that he had to say. So this is Jason Taylor. This was part three of the interview that I did with him. I'll be back in just a minute. We're going to talk at that point about the Impact event in Orlando, Florida. A couple of the people that will be there, and I'll tell you a little bit more about what I'm going to be doing.
Love Talk Radio.
This is Ken English. I'm with Jason Taylor, the marine artist, a diver who is creating an underwater sculpture garden. He's done it in Grenada, working on a project in Cancun. Jason, tell me a little bit about the Cancun project. How did it come about? Who gives permission to do that? Things like that.
Well, the project was commissioned by the National Marine Park, and we've been developing it for, I think, over a year now, looking at different sites and going through all the processes to put it into place. And I've just been out there for 4 months constructing the first two pieces, and I'm shortly returning back to actually do the installations, which I'm quite excited about.
How deep are the installations? I mean, what could you walk me through the process? You have the sculptures. Are they in England now, and you have to ship them over, or do you build them on the beach? What do you do, and how do you do it?
The sculptures are actually built in Mexico. I have a workshop out there, and they're going to be winched onto a barge, and then the barge will take them out to the location site, deploy them. We attach lift bags onto them, and then we maneuver them exactly into place, and then they'll all be drilled into the seabed.
Now, everybody's concerned about hurricanes and, you know, anchoring properly and things like that. How are they going to make sure that they stay in place?
It is a big issue in the area. Cancun's right on the sort of tip of the peninsula, so it gets the brunt of a lot of the tropical storms. So a lot of the work, the design work of the actual pieces is so that they're very base heavy, that they actually weigh a lot. They're positioned within parts of the reef which are sheltered from the currents, and again they all get drilled into the seabed.
Now, if we were to do a project in Miami, there's several locations that we were scouting today, taking a look at. My favorite, the one that I'd like to see something go into, it is at the southern tip of Miami Beach. It's adjacent to Nikki Beach. It's where the underwater margarita bar is, or the Jose Cuervo project. Do you think that it would be an interesting setting to work with if we could get permission?
Yes, the Nikki Beach area looked very, very interesting. It's nice that there's actually already a structure there to work with. It will provide a bit more for visitors to go and have a look at. But it's also a stunning location, which is sort of frequented by a lot of people. So, no, I think it's a great spot.
The last question, if you could connect your underwater art with art in general. One of the attractions here in Miami is the Art Basel period, where in early December, when art people from around the world come into town, you are doing art, aren't you?
Yes, I like to think I am. yes, it would be good to sort of work it to coincide with an event so that maybe the sculptures could be part of an exhibition that then later go on to be deployed. So I like to see that my art is never a finished entity. It's always a series of processes. So there's always a land process, an installation, and most importantly, when they're underwater, they're always evolving, always changing. Always getting colonized, and I think that's akin to our own lives. We're always moving in different directions and constantly adapting.
And sometimes we're underwater, too. Do you have a highlight of what you've done so far? Any particular statue or installation that really said, wow, I'm really excited, I'm pleased? And they all got to be different, like children in their own way. But anything that you're particularly proud of?
Yes, I suppose I actually quite like made an underwater still life composition with a table and some sort of very simple objects, fruit and a jug. And it was it took me like 10% of the time that it took me to make some of the other pieces, but it just seemed to work so well and so easily, and it kind of took on a whole new meaning. Whereas, yeah, I worked on another piece for 8 months and almost dislocated my back. It didn't quite have the same resonance. that would be my favorite.
Do you have a term for the artwork that you're doing, or can you classify yourself as an artist, or are you just a hybrid?
I'm not too keen on sort of putting things in boxes. Yes, it is. It's a multitude of different angles, you know, coming from diving, from fine art, from classical sculpture. There's so much in it that I would hate to put a label on it.
All right. If somebody wants to pursue looking at your art or get in touch with you, how do they do that?
We'll just log on to underwatersculpture.com.
Jason Taylor, this is Ken English from Miami, from Liquid Lounge.
Liquid Lounge with Ken English, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. BlogTalkRadio.com. Talking about the water side above and below the surface. Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on BlogTalkRadio.com. Cruise ships, scuba diving, ecotourism, conferences, conventions, festivals, consumer and trade shows. The voice of the underwater network. X-ray online media. Copenhagen, Miami, x-ray-mag.com. Liquid Lounge with Ken English, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com. This is Ken English. You've been listening to Liquid Lounge. I'm in Miami, Florida, each week at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. We do this program to focus attention out to water side. A lot of what I've been talking about on the internet, on this particular program, and on this platform, I've learned at internet-related activities and events. I've had the distinct pleasure of meeting Dr. Ron Capsley at each drop. I'm talking and learning from him about social media. Like Twitter and Facebook and MySpace are all about, and how you can use his, in his words, an economy of action to maintain a presence on many of the social sites. A lot of people get hung up on the fact that they think that they've got to be, each one has got to be done individually. Well, there are mechanisms. Dr. Capps is quick to point out Ping.fm, P-I-N-G.fm, as an opportunity to enter a brief description and little information and then put it out on a dozen platforms with one click. Well, this weekend in Orlando, Florida, Ken MacArthur is bringing together some very influential people in the internet marketing world. People who are certainly there to make money, but they're also there to share information. And it's a balancing act. It's an opportunity for people to meet and perhaps do business together. If nothing else, you learn from some of the more successful people in the internet marketing world. The official invitation has been out for a while. People who know about it are on their way, or some are already there. Today's Wednesday, so tomorrow it actually starts with a day of workshops. David Preston is doing a workshop. Mary Wilhite is doing a workshop. People who have been able to come from nowhere, quite literally, in the last couple of years and become very successful online because they found something. They found a way to make it really work. And that's why they're there, to allow people to go and be at an event like this. Ken MacArthur is a facilitator. Not only is he a speaker and an author of the book called Impact, but he's also the coordinator of this event, inviting people that he's met and people that have been there and become successful because of people that they met at his event. So they all understand that he connects the dots from person to person. They tell stories about success, touch on failure because most people experience some failure, and how they've come back from that. So when you're there, you have an opportunity to hear all sides, some very successful, dynamic individuals, and sitting in the back of the room, oftentimes some very timid individuals who are there for the first time. And that's what these events bring together. Dr. Capps is quick to point out that you have to take action while you're there. If you don't go out of your way to meet somebody, you probably won't meet anybody. You can sit in a big room all by yourself and stay that way after 3 days, or you can network. You get out of your comfort zone and you meet some people. Initially, you look around and you see who it is that you might have something in common with. Sometimes it's just pure chance, walking through a doorway, up an escalator, at a luncheon table. There is a series of activities that take place at these events. The Impact event series is very significant in the lives of people who know about internet marketing. The next one is coming up in Washington, if you're not going to be able to be in Orlando. But I'm going to be working with the Blog Talk Radio platform this weekend and producing a series of radio programs, just like we're doing right now. Some will be spontaneous, some will be scheduled. Like the one on Sunday with Dr. Ron Capps, a niche prof, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to take 90 minutes this time around because once you get into it and people start to understand what's going on, they like to participate. But I'm there to really talk about how this works and how it could benefit a lot of people. Most people can speak. They can certainly talk on the telephone. They have something to say and they want to say it to a larger audience. Well, then the platform, in my estimation, is Blog Talk Radio. I can sit in Miami right now and talk to you wherever you are, whenever you listen to this, because it's archived. It's going to be searchable. People are going to hear about and from Jason Taylor about his underwater art project. They hadn't heard about it before. They may get interested, maybe one, maybe two, maybe a dozen. I'm hopeful that I can get some people in the Miami area interested in the project, because there's a number of places along the coastal area of Miami Beach that could benefit from some underwater art. It's a little bit different. It's easy to see art in public places when you put a statue up in a public a courtyard area in front of a government building, in front of a library. You can see those kind of expenditures, which are significant in price. Well, if you put something in the water, not everybody can see it. But it has a dual benefit, because the people who do see it, the ones who, if it's in shallow water, they can snorkel to it. They get a recreational enjoyment. If it's a little deeper and you have scuba equipment, then a scuba diver comes in and they're buying something as a visitor. They're utilizing the infrastructure of a tourism community like Miami Beach. The other side is the water side. The fish benefit from habitat. A pile of rock provides some shelter for some fish. If the rock is enhanced by some statues, then the fish benefit from the housing, and the visitors, the scuba divers and snorkelers, benefit from the unique visual attraction of something underwater. Now, the margarita bar, well, it may or may not be populated by Jason Taylor's sculpture figures, but that is the first place we're looking. Nikki Beach is a dynamic resort environment. It just opened Thailand, Nikki Beach in Thailand. Really amazing when I think back about 10 years ago, when we were doing the events on Miami Beach. The first beach festival, it's called the South Beach Splash and Seafood Festival, was set up in a tent on the property at what was then known as Penrod's. It's now Nikki Beach. And Nikki Beach has evolved in those 10 years into a brand that is recognized in the Mediterranean and almost throughout the world. Well, I guess with the inclusion now of Thailand, recognized around the world. I happen to like the music. I met one of the first DJs that they had there, J.P. Rigaud. And his music, the music that he introduced me to, down-tempo, chill out, kind of a laid-back electronic vibe. Nothing that I'd heard on local radio. Grew up as a rock and roll kind of guy. Now I like this different type of music, and it's music that's coming from the Mediterranean and other places. So if you check out NikkiBeachMusic.com, you'll find the Nikki Beach social website. You can join that. There's no charge. They'll give you some music to download because they have a music label. And you'll have an opportunity to look at it wherever you are and see one of the most fascinating places in Miami. It's at the southern tip, One Ocean Drive, and there's a lot of video. Mike Penrod, who's now in charge of this particular area of the expansion, he is embracing the internet because he recognized how global his resorts are, his clubs are, and the people that go to them, how much they are spread around the world. So check it out, NikkiBeachMusic.com. And if you'd like more information on internet marketing, check out NicheProf, NicheProf.com/school. That's for the School of Social Marketing. Dr. Ron Capps will be unveiling that very soon. It's been in the works for several months, a little more complicated than anybody anticipated. But there's more than a dozen people who are going to be part of the adjunct faculty. People on the want to have some participation, have something to share on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, MySpace, YouTube. How to put video online? How to edit video? Why is it important to use music? As part of it. Jenny Culp, a lot of the music that I'm using is from Jenny Culp, a producer of music that works really nice with video and blog radio as bumper music, as background music, and things of that nature. But anyway, with that in mind, I'm going to be heading out tomorrow to go up to Epcot, the Disney area. It's the Disney World Swan and Dolphin Hotel Complex that has this particular event, and I'll be reporting from time to time. You can check out this particular location, Liquid Lounge, on the Blog Talk Radio platform. It's blogtalkradio.com/Ken English, and I'll be utilizing this. I'll also be using a couple of the other accounts that I have because we can spread it around. We can do an hour here and an hour there. And one of the areas that I'm actually going to be doing at least one show is with cell phone. Simply walking around, talking to a number of people, getting their impressions of what the Impact event is all about. I'll certainly be able to talk with Ken MacArthur and other people involved with that. You can check out online theimpactevent.com if you're so inclined to just find out what is going on with it. And then you'll find more information about the upcoming events, Washington, D.C. coming up in June, one in San Diego a little bit later. They move around because people are in different areas. Certainly they're in the States right now. So if you're in another country, you'd certainly have to be looking around to see what's in your area. But there's going to be many. In talking with Peter Simes, the publisher of X-Ray Magazine, he was on with Dr. Capps the Sunday before last, talking about social networking in Europe and how it's been embraced, how the listeners or the viewers, I guess is the better term, of X-Ray Magazine come from every country that has water and even some that don't. So it becomes more of a recognition that 70% of the earth is covered with water, so therefore Liquid Lounge has a place in many locations. The original Liquid Lounge, well, it's a 22-ton concrete margarita bar called Jose Cuervo Artificial Reef, and it's in 20 feet of water, due east of Nikki Beach on the southern end of Miami Beach. And we'll be talking more about that because that is the goal. The objective is to put down some of Jason Taylor's statues in that vicinity and create a snorkeling trail out to the bar. If that doesn't work, there are a couple other locations and we'll look around, but that is the one we're working on. The goal would be next year, Cinco de Mayo, the 10th anniversary of the Jose Cuervo artificial reef, and we would be creating a snorkeling trail, the Miami Beach snorkeling trail, the first of its kind. There's a lot of firsts in Miami Beach. Well, a snorkeling trail, I think, should be one of them. So we're going to be working on that, and if you have any interest, you can email me at kenenglish@aol.com. In the subject line, just put underwater bar, or you can check it online at miamibeachdiving.com, miamibeachdiving.com. In the coming weeks, we're going to be focusing attention on other activities here in this immediate area, Operation Greenlees. Check out oglhaiti.com. At 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, blogtalkradio.com will be doing another internet radio program focused on the reforestation efforts of Operation Greenlees. At 10 a.m. on Sunday, Eddie Frederick has a program called Caribbean Perspective that I sponsor on the Blog Talk Radio platform by uploading that and promoting it on the system. You can check out at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, Caribbean Perspective with Eddie Frederick. And I'll be doing other programs as we move along. There's several people that I'm talking to, some with nonprofit organizations. Some that we'll be working on is business ventures. But this is a platform that provides flexibility and opportunity. If you'd like to know more, check out Blog Talk Radio Made Easy, blogtalkradiomadeeasy.com. It has the message that I want to share with people about the unique opportunities that you have with this particular platform, and it is podcasting, if that's the way you want to think of it. But it's podcasting that has much more versatility and flexibility. It also has great search results. Blog Talk Radio is an authority site. So that means that when Google ranks various sites, Blog Talk Radio has much more authority than other podcasting sites. There's also attached to the Blog Talk Radio member, I call it a membership, but there's no charge to join and set up a program. Once you have an account, you have an opportunity to post text blogs. You have chat in when the shows are going on right now. I was entering in some of the websites that I was talking about so that people, if they went into the chat room, they would see the link, click on it, and they could go to the page that I'm talking about. So it provides a great opportunity to direct attention once you have an audience listening to it. And in the chat room, you can ask questions and you can do it in real time. Also within the system is a remote capability called Cinch. And I'll be talking about Cinch in coming weeks because it is a cinch to do a remote broadcast. You can either record just like I did with Jason Taylor. On the Cinch platform, I recorded three segments. Then when the files were converted to an MP3 at the conclusion of the conversation, when I hung up the phone, I'm able to take that off of the system as an MP3 file and edit it and then upload it to the show that you just heard. So it's not a complicated process once you know how it's done. It's like most things. It's real easy. So check out blogtalkradiomadeeasy.com. I'm Ken English. I'm the Blog Talk Radio guy, and I get a kick out of doing this. I see an opportunity for a lot of people. I'd like to share the how-to with you. We can even joint venture something if you got an idea. Maybe I'll be your board operator. We just work out the details of how we can both benefit. But the important thing is to recognize this is a Web 2.0 application that is available for you, for your organization, for anybody that has a message that they want to share. I've talked to a number of environmental organizations, and some of them just don't get it. You know, it seems to me that people who are involved in saving various species of animals and species of fish and mammals that are involved in other common cause initiatives, they should have a radio program. So that's enough of that for right now. This is Ken English. I'm in Miami, Florida. I'm the Blog Talk Radio guy, so check it out, blogtalkradiomadeeasy.com. I'll be back next week, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. on blogtalkradio.com.